Welcome to This is America. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. The 2005 season of Major League Baseball opened on April 4th. But not all the action is on the playing field.
We start with details of the investigation in Congress into the illegal use of drugs by players to improve performance.
There they go, way off the plate. Bouncer to short, he's going to try to score, and he will. It was a tough hop for Peralta, but he could not handle it, and they did send him as he hit the ball.
On April 3rd, one day before the opening games of the season, a player on the Tampa Bay team in Florida was suspended. Baseball officials say Alex Sanchez violated a new major league policy on steroids. He was suspended for 10 days. Alex Sanchez became the first player publicly identified under the new drug policy. It took effect last month as Congress launched an investigation into the use of steroids in baseball.
Several current and former players appeared before a congressional committee in Washington on March 17th. Representative Tom Davis of Virginia heads the House Government Reform Committee. Congressman Davis says he ordered the investigation for two reasons. First, he says, he is concerned about the trustworthiness of the game. Second, he fears that steroids are a growing public health problem among young athletes. Mr. Davis says too many college athletes believe they have to consider steroids if they want to go on to professional sports. High school athletes, in turn, think steroids might help them get scholarships or financial aid from colleges and universities.
Anabolic steroids are copies of the male hormone testosterone. They increase the size and strength of muscles. Adult males normally produce about 10 milligrams or less of testosterone per day. Steroid users may take more than 100 milligrams a day. There is a big danger. Steroids can cause heart problems, liver damage, stroke, and high cholesterol in the blood. They can increase aggression, and they can harm the reproductive system. Steroids can also affect the bones and limit height in young people. In the United States, anabolic steroids are banned without an order from a doctor for medical use. But people find ways to buy these drugs illegally. Some get them over the internet. Others go to Mexico to find them.
He's primed to have a huge year.
Takes that one in the air to center field. Got a lot of it. Johnny Damon looking up. See you later. Goodbye, home run!
Baseball has been criticized for having a weaker drug testing program than the National Football League or the National Basketball Association. Now, Major League Baseball has just strengthened its policy. A player found using steroids will be suspended for 10 days for the first offense. A second violation means a 30-day suspension. A third violation brings a suspension of 60 days. Players found a fourth time using steroids will be suspended for 1 year. All suspensions are without pay. The new rules also require every player to be tested for steroids at least one time during the playing season. There is no limit to the number of unannounced tests that a player may have to take. Players could also be tested in the off-season.
Yet critics say the new policy does not go far enough. They say baseball should have the same testing policies as the International Olympic Committee. Olympic athletes are tested regularly for the use of performance drugs. They are barred from competition for up to 2 years for a first violation. After a second violation, they are barred for life. A lot of baseball fans also believe that star players should not remain in the record books if they used steroids. The House Committee on Government Reform is considering the issues, and not just in baseball. 2 weeks after its hearing, the committee requested information from professional football, basketball, hockey, and soccer. The committee asked for details of their steroid policies and the results of testing programs. The lawmakers also requested information from the National Collegiate Athletic Association and the USA Track and Field Organization. The House committee says it will hold more hearings at a later date. The committee may propose a single steroid policy for all sports in the United States, from professional down to the high school level. But some people believe Congress has little power to influence the rules of professional sports.
There's a drive deep to left field. Jason Bay back to the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Junior Spivey on a 1-0 pitch. It's his first home run of the season and gives the Milwaukee Brewers...
Concern about steroid use in baseball grew during the home run race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. In 1998, both players broke the record for the most home runs in one season. Babe Ruth had set the record at 60 home runs in 1927. His record stood for more than 30 years until Roger Maris hit 61. Sammy Sosa finished the 1998 season with 66 home runs. Mark McGwire had 70.
Both men appeared last month before the House Committee on Government Reform. Sammy Sosa denied using steroids. Mark McGwire refused to say. He retired in 2001. Another former baseball star, Jose Canseco, also appeared before the committee. He has admitted using steroids. In his new book, Juiced, Jose Canseco also accuses other players of using steroids. These include Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. Members of Congress are not the only ones investigating steroid use in sports. In 2003, in California, federal investigators raided the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, known as BALCO. A federal grand jury is now investigating this company in connection with illegal sales of drugs to professional athletes.
There's strike three call. Boy, he spotted that one, didn't he?
He knew it.
These days, there is lots of talk about baseball in Washington, and not just because of the investigations. The city has a new major league team, the Washington Nationals. The Nats formerly played as the Montreal Expos in Canada. The Expos were in financial trouble. Owners of other major league teams bought the Expos in 2002. The owners looked for a new home for the team. Washington competed against five other cities. A financial disagreement almost wrecked the deal. The first regular season game in Washington is this Thursday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Nationals will play in RFK Stadium until a new ballpark is finished. It is expected to be ready in 2008. The team colors for the Nationals are, you guessed it, red, white, and blue.
The last major league team in the District of Columbia, the Washington Senators, moved away in 1971. They became the Texas Rangers. Since then, baseball fans in Washington have had to travel 60 kilometers to Baltimore to watch the Orioles play. The Orioles play in the American League. The Nats are in the National League. Together, the two leagues have 30 teams. The Orioles and the Nationals will not play each other until 2006.
Baseball has been played for more than a century. The sport, known as America's national pastime, remains very popular. The New York Times reported that 49 million early tickets for this season had been sold through March 31st. Advance ticket sales were up more than 6% from last year, even with all the talk about steroids. Last week, there were findings from a public opinion study for the Associated Press and the internet provider America Online. 1,000 adults were asked by telephone what they considered the biggest problem in baseball. 27% listed steroids. But 33% said a bigger problem is that players are paid too much. The average major league player earned over $2 million last year. Still, two-thirds of those questioned agreed that players found to have used steroids should not be honored in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And most people approved of the intervention by Congress. In fact, 40% said lawmakers should do more.
The program was written by Jill Moss and produced by Katie Weaver. Bob Doty was our recording engineer. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Our programs are online at voaspecialenglish.com. Please join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Right now.